My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
He's homered. Derek Jeter homers to tie the game. And there it is, hit number 3,000.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app. Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Volvo. Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey. And by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. Tyler is in Trumbull, Connecticut. What's up, Tyler?
Hey, what's up, boys? Only word to say is disgusting. It's September 9th, and I cannot wait for the New York Knicks to play basketball. What world are we living in where we're begging for New York Knicks basketball? How bad do you have to be as a New York Giant fan to beg for New York Knicks basketball? I told the wife, strawberry picking, apple picking, it doesn't matter. Next Sunday is yours.
Tyler, hold on. The apple picking, the cherry pick. No. They're not there already.
Don't do that yet.
Already?
Come on, man.
I mean,
watch the red zone. I mean, my goodness.
Yeah, that's a rookie move. I mean, you got to do that, you know, pre-Labor Day. I understand that it's going to be pretty bleak, I think, for the Giants, but you're already tapping out and setting up the apple picking dates?
No, come on. Way too early for that. I'm with you, BT. That was ridiculous. A rookie move. All right. Speaking of way too early, well, the Giants have named Daniel Jones their starting quarterback in week two. Daboll had said that, again, way too early for any real controversy, although Daboll was then asked about finding a backup quarterback of the Giants in the market already for another backup quarterback.
Is Daniel still your starter? Are you guys talking about or considering bringing another quarterback in to, as a competition or as a different option if Daniel ends up not being the starter at some point?
Nope.
Yeah, they have a short and sweet from question. Pat Leonard, of course, of the Daily News, covers the Giants there, asking that question. I don't know if Pat...
They brought in Drew Luck. That's the answer.
Come on. We're going into week two. And Daboll, that's why he was dismissive of it. I think trying to start some controversy here. It's why I said before, I wouldn't bench Jones right now.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have had him on my team, but they did. And their plan to go into the year with a quarterback, you can't, you know, change course after 1 week. No matter how awful it is, it would be foolish to change after 1 week. You want to tell me that at halftime he does the same thing and they need to spark and look at a change things and maybe go a lot because they're trying to win a game against the Commanders next week? Fair enough. But you can't change quarterbacks. That shouldn't even be a thought right now.
Well, that's the money question. You know, I'm certainly not telling these guys and gals how to do their job. Generally, they're very good at it. Pat as well. But was that asked? I mean, to me, that's the more pertinent question. Hey, coach, you know, if Daniel struggles next week, and it's obvious things aren't going well, would you make a change at some point next week?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a good question.
I don't know if they asked that specifically, but he basically said Jones are starting. Like, he shouldn't. It's so ridiculous. He shouldn't even have to acknowledge or answer the question, is Jones your starter going into week two? Like,
yeah, going into week two is a bit much.
I mean, it's week two.
Now, going into week three or finishing week two, that's a different set of circumstances. That's open game.
Yeah.
That's different.
Even then, let's see what happens. Let's see what happens in Washington. Vinny is calling from Harlem. What's up, Vinny?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, what's up, fellas? I appreciate the call, man. I just wanted to call in and say, like, you know, for the whole conversation of that was happening earlier, man, Daniel Jones, to me at least, is not the biggest problem. I'm not a fan of his per se. I'm not one of his supporters. I'm not one of the stands, or whatever the case may be, right? So I just think he's not the biggest problem. For me, the biggest problem to me more so is the defense. I understand new coordinator, et cetera, et cetera. But with this team, even if we couldn't run the ball, even if Daniel Jones couldn't get a throw off, we could play defense and keep us in the game. We play no defense. The secondary is the biggest problem.
Yeah, but the secondary is a big problem. Yesterday, though, the biggest problem was that their elite pass rushers didn't get to the quarterback. But how are you supposed to play defense when the quarterback's throwing a pick six? I mean, the defense did keep them in the game.
You could say the defense kept us in the game up to a point.
Yeah, like up until the point where the Giants offense couldn't score a touchdown. They scored six points.
You're going to say that's because Daniel Jones is the biggest problem?
Yes.
What about the 12
personnel? Well, Vinny, hold on a second. Vinny. Now, the answer might honestly be somewhere in between. I can make a case, you know, offensive line. Okay. But if he doesn't throw that ridiculous pick six, you guys at least think you still have a chance to come back and win the game. Once he did that, it was over.
Okay, now look, now check this out, right?
Yeah.
If they don't even call that stupid behind play in the first place, if you have three people on one side of the field and you have Wandell Robinson, obviously our yak guy, go right behind those three people, I mean, my grandmother in Harlem could see that they was running a screen.
Well,
now,
I mean,
you want to say, like,
maybe she should coach the Giants.
That's fair.
You want to get on the play calling, that's fine. Why do you think that the play calling has been limited?
How is that? How are you going to say the play calling has been limited in that regard? We've been stretching the ball off field. No. I'm not accepting that as an excuse, especially when the coaching staff has talked about us wanting to drive the ball down the field
off season, and we've been doing it.
We got neighbors. And hold on, Sal. You say that about driving the ball downfield, but our best deep threat, Jalen Hyatt, they only let him see the field four times.
Well, but hold on a second. If they're not throwing the football down the field, whose fault is that?
It can't just be Daniel Jones.
Well, look, you want to, and thank you for the call. You want to,
I love it, Vinny.
I didn't hang up. I don't know what happened there, but thank you for the call. Yeah, it's Daniel Jones. I mean, Dable basically said as much yesterday, saying we had plays drawn up to go down the field. You want to knock Hyatt? I saw Jalen Hyatt last year have his only success with the backup quarterbacks.
Yep.
He started to become a player when DeVito was in there, or even Tyrod Taylor. Now, again, not that they lit it up offensively because they didn't, but at least Jalin Hyatt was used when those guys were in. Again, Jalin Hyatt's invisible, and he can't be like that. Now, why is he on the play only four? Why is he on the field only four plays? I mean, I don't know. Somebody's got to answer to that. That shouldn't be happening.
Well, I got to separate two things here with Jones. So there's the ability, and then there's the willingness. Now, do I think, because he showed it a little bit early as a rookie, do I think that Daniel Jones has enough ability to be a competent downfield thrower? I do. Even a bunch of passes that Ingram was dropping early. Remember that? I mean,
he's got the arm strength.
He does. He does. And I don't think he's great downfield. I think he's certainly serviceable. So I do. I don't think it's an ability thing necessarily. Do I think that he is as willing to stand in the, this is really the answer, to stand in the pocket and survey the field and go through multiple progressions before he throws it down the field? The answer is no. And I don't really know if I blame him, because when you get sacked 40, 50 times a year, and you get your knee shredded, and you get your neck basically broken to two pieces, God forbid, again, even though it was outside the pocket on a run against Dallas, you are very gun-shy of contact, and that off, and it's not
You either have it in you or you don't.
Well, yes and no.
Are you confident slinging a ball?
Well, hold on a second.
Some guys are confident to a fault.
Well, yeah, but yes and no. I think that sometimes you can have it, and then it's just driven out of you. Like, think about David Carr. First overall, not Derek, David. First Carr of the Texans. I think that was 2002. You watch his Fresno State. He threw the ball downfield all day. He got sacked 70-something times. Tiki knows football. We don't. At the end of the day, we don't. And he would always tell me, because I would scream about these things as well. And he would tell me, when you get hit as much as he gets hit, whether it was Eli at the end or some of the Jet quarterback, you just stop looking down the field, because not that you're afraid, not that you're a wimp. These guys are big and strong and tough. They've got the requisite physical tools, but you're a little gun shy because you know something's coming, and you've untrained your mind to go through the. I hate to say progress. Right. I'm not trying to sound like a quarterback coach here, but when you stop doing that, it's over.
Right.
And I don't think Daniel Jones does it because it's gotten beaten out of him.
Well, it's now year six.
I know. He's gotten beat up for 5 years.
Okay, well, but then they should have seen that this is who he is in the last couple of years and said, you know what, it's not going to change. We may have ruined him or sent him down this path, but it's over. It's not getting fixed. It's been worse now than ever. Brian is calling from California. What's up, Brian?
Hey, guys, I don't want to sound like a Daniel Jones apologist, and I know everyone wants this guy beheaded after week one, but we got to understand it's been a general thought now that the early weeks of the NFL season is extended preseason due to the fact that these guys don't play preseason anymore.
Yes.
And he's coming back from a shredded knee, like BT said, a broken neck. I've been a supporter somewhat. I'm not going to say true supporter. I had a little bit of faith that we could be decent with him. I'm going to give him till week four. Once week four hits and if this still continues, then I'm through. But I can't be, like the reporter said, are you looking for a backup?
Well, that's silly.
Week one. I do think that everything leading up to this, Saquon scoring 3 touchdowns with the rival this week, looking great. The whole media, like everything is piled up to make him look like the bad guy. But the organization, like the caller said before the break, it's been far from respectable from Eli's late days, from the benching of Eli, and up until now, when BT rattled off the records of the past couple of years, we haven't been a great organization.
No, here's what I would say, though, Brian. Good call.
We suck now.
Good call, Brian. Here's what I would say. Stop worrying about Saquon Barkley. It's old news. Let the people on social media go nuts. Let the Eagle fans have their fun for now. That was a good move by the Giants. Not a knock on Saquon. They were not in a position to give Saquon Barkley what he got as a running back. You shouldn't do that. The Giants will get better. I firmly believe that this is as bad as, for many of the reasons you just said, Brian, this is as bad as it seems right now because of Barkley going nuts and everybody piling on the Giants. Then the Giants looking awful and Daniel Jones. They will get back to being somewhat stable and respectable. I believe that. Now, they got to go out there and do it, starting with week two. You can't be this bad. But you're right. The league overall, this is an essential extension of the preseason because teams don't play in the preseason. And the way that they practice now is different in years past. Even with that being said, all teams are on equal footing. And the Giants stood out to being one of the worst teams, if not the worst team, certainly one of the worst teams yesterday with their performance. I don't think, though, BT, it'll be as bad as that moving forward, even for Daniel Jones, who I don't believe in, never have, never will.
Yeah.
But even for Jones, I still think it'll get a little bit better.
I mean, the only team that was really definitively worse, certainly Carolina. They smoked 47-10. Raiders didn't look good, but at least that was a road game. Chargers are at least, a competent team. Denver hung around. They didn't even get smoked. They lost by 6 at Seattle. Tough venue. Commanders, you know, put up 20 points, gave up 37. But, you know, rookie quarterback, yeah. And the Rams lost a tight one last night in Detroit, 6 points.
There are two teams in the NFL who scored fewer points than the Giants.
Who?
The Jets and the Niners.
Oh, I was going to say, I didn't think anybody
had
to.
They have yet to play a game.
By the way, speaking of the NFL, I think it was the Bills game. Do you know that yesterday, I meant to bring this up earlier when we did around the NFL a little bit. Do you know that yesterday was the first legal, hear me on this, legal 12-man on the field play in the history of the NFL?
Why? What happened?
You've seen this, but I guess there's a rule here where if the ball gets blown off the tee, I think more than once, I forget the exact nuance, but you can obviously, then you could call somebody on, they can kneel down, they can hold the ball, which we've seen before,
right.
But then they've got to get off the field and they can't participate in the play. They can't make a tackle,
yeah.
They've got to leave. So I think it was the Bills guy, I think it was Bass, I think. So they actually had 12 guys lined up and it worked out for them. And first legal 12-man on the field play in NFL history.
When you go to the deli to order your sandwich,
yes.
How do you ask for the mozzarella? Do you say like that, or do you give it the?
I say, do I lay it on thick?
Yeah, yeah. How do you ask for it?
Mozzarella. Simple.
The only way.
Mozzarella. What am I going to say?
Yeah.
You're not planning to say mozzarella.
Yeah, I'm just making sure.
Just because the last name's Irish?
Yeah, I'm just making sure.
The mom's Italian.
All right. Enjoy the game tonight. Good luck to the Jets.
It's time's going to be moving slow. Let's go, Jet fans. Hey. Unkillable.
Well, I like it. Looking forward to it tonight and then talking about it with you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Thanks to everybody who listened. We appreciate each and every one of you. Thanks to everybody who called. We appreciate you as well. Thanks to Dove and Hoff. Great job. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.